This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
We're delighted to have as our first guest today the lovely Patsy King, who's stepped into the Joy limelight this afternoon. You've made the trip into the city. Welcome to Joy, Patsy.
Thank you for inviting me.
That's quite okay. Now, I just have to make sure all the mics are on because maybe I need to put that one on as well. Try again.
Thank you for inviting me.
Okay. See, we can do anything here.
Yeah, magic.
Now, we're delighted to have you because you are performing in a play which is fairly well known. It's called Love Letters, Al Gurney's play, hasn't been performed for some reason.
But it is performed all over the world quite a lot, but not in Melbourne at the moment.
Well, it went through a stage, didn't it, where a lot of celebrity performers were doing it all over constantly, and then all of a sudden it wasn't being performed here anyway in Melbourne or in Australia.
Well, Elizabeth Taylor did it in 2007, and she charged $2,500 for the tickets, but we're only charging $25.
Patsy, what's the attraction from performers for doing this play?
Well, I remembered it as being a very interesting and amusing play, but the main thing about it is you don't have to learn any lines. It's just read as if you're reading letters and notes and postcards, and you don't have to worry about sets. It's just sitting at a desk, and the actors don't look at each other because they are reading what they've written to each other in the past.
I should say that it is a two-hander, and you're working with Malcolm Robertson.
Yes.
Which is wonderful.
Yes. Malcolm and I first performed together in Summer of the 17th Doll, which was the Elizabethan Theatre Trust tour of Australia and New Zealand, and he was playing Johnny Dowd and I was playing Bubba, who were the juveniles in the show at the time. And like the play, we've been friends ever since, but not to quite the same extent.
No. Also, we do have to get this out of the way, and I think a lot of our audience will remember you from Prisoner, and we were just talking before we went to air about the 300th reunion for Prisoner.
That's right.
And you had never actually been to one, and I find it quite surprising. I mean, okay, we're dealing with the UK and we're dealing with millions and millions of people, and I can understand how it's still extremely popular, but you were saying you had a fan club there from Sweden.
Yes, and some of them have had this club for quite some time and actually had seen another, had bought some DVDs from another show I was in, which was Power Without Glory, and I was given presents, and I thought, oh, I should have come to these reunions before.
You've been missing out, haven't you?
Did you get any diamonds, darling?
No, not really. It's just that I get a bit nervous when there's so many of them around, and sometimes they keep touching you and you can't breathe.
We should clarify that Patsy played Erica Davidson, the governor in Prisoner. And
yes.
For how long was that? 4.5 years?
4.5 years, yes.
And it's never left you.
Exactly. Now, is that a bit frightening, though, when you've been... Like, that's just one piece of work that you've done over however long, that you are constantly remembered for that.
Yes, but that's because...
It's scary,
it
in a way.
In everybody's home for twice a week. Mm. And it is extraordinary, but it was the first time there had been a series with all women, and they weren't glamorous women, they were just normal people, and the stories were, although they're in prison, they were things that happened to people outside as well as in the prison, and most of them were pretty okay.
Patsy, I'd like to get back to Love Letters. You said you and your co-star...
Malcolm, yes.
Don't look at each other.
No,
and
because
you don't have
to
learn
the
script, you can just read. So how do you put colour and movement into a show like that?
Well, you're really, from my point of view, you're really performing because it's like a conversation. And you've written, each person has written down their feelings and their hopes and their desires and their crises, everything that's happened to them throughout their life. So it's almost as if they are talking to one another, which is what they are doing on paper. And it's a very warm and extraordinary, complicated friendship on the whole.
Sorry. We must say also it is a fundraiser for St. Paul's Cathedral.
Yes.
And where are you performing Love Letters?
In the Chapter House, mm-hmm. which the entrance is in Flinders Lane. And it's quite a nice venue, but it's not like a theatre. No, I mean, people are able to sit down, and there is a little stage, but it's not like going into a
theatre. But it is very intimate.
Oh, very intimate, yes.
Please, if you know Patsy, don't sit in the front row, all right?
We are chatting with Patsy King about Love Letters, a production of which she is almost in. It's only on for one night, is that right?
Yes, that's what usually happens. They have two people doing it for one night.
And we'll give you all those details at the end. But also know that you've done a lot with children's theatre over the years.
Yes, I love working with children because there's nothing you can't. They can see through anything, and you can't really trick them at all. There was one time when we were doing a play at St. Martin's, and one very naughty little girl sitting in the front row, and I was playing, I think it was a fairy, or a snow fairy, snow queen fairy, the nice one, not the one that's in the wardrobe one. And she kept moving. I said, if you don't behave yourself, I'll turn you into a frog. The rest of the cast were delighted until the child said, go on. I said, I'll give you one more chance.
Patsy, if I read your biography, I'd be here for about 10 minutes. You've covered the gamut in the arts world. You've worked in musicals, straight plays. You mentioned that you toured with Summer at the 17th Soul. We know you've done television. Off air, you mentioned you've done radio. You've even taught the arts to other people. Over that time, have you noticed a change in things? I mean, we don't have the factory of J.C. Williamson anymore, so it's a bit of a grab bag to get a musical gig. And is it important to do television to get the recognition? That sort of
thing. It seems to be now that if you have a television following, they're more likely to put that particular person into a starring role, whereas before it was mostly from the theatre because people got to know them just by going to the theatre, or if they'd been people brought from overseas. Now it's more likely that they're Australian actors that are playing the leads, but I think the trouble is with the musicals, it costs so much money now to for the sets and all those sorts of things, and it's a shame for the dancers and the singers, the chorus people. Mm.
Now, you've also written plays for children, and that would be a totally different demographic to think about. Well, you've worked in play school as well. You see, there's another milestone for everybody who's grown up with you, my dear.
And Adventure Island. I was Miss Gracious Behaviour.
Oh, haven't you? And then you became that bitch governess.
Oh, she was not. Governor. Just because you were one of the people in there. She was very kind underneath it all.
Yeah, no, she was.
She had to be firm.
Of course, of course. And what plays have you written for children?
Well, more recently, there were things for the pageants for the end of the year for Sunday School performed in St. John's, Toorak. I haven't done them for St. Paul's because they don't do that there. And I wrote them with a special theme for Christmas, but it always was the special birthday at the end that was happening. But it also covered the history of various things like the lights and the angels. They loved doing that, all the different angels. One wanted to bring in a real sword, but his mother stopped him from doing that. But the children, they just have this wonderful, something special about them.
I worked as a tour manager for Children's Arena Theatre. I found performing in rural areas was just magical because the children didn't have the sophistication. They weren't the little arseholes that you mentioned of, you know, well, turning into a frog.
Yes. She never said that, by the way, folks, okay?
No, that was my interpretation. But I found the magic in their eyes lighting up and you know, being asked to use their imagination was just fabulous. Well, it was such a reward.
I think that's what entice me into the theatre because I was taken to ballet and things like that as a child, and there was this a magic about it and a make-believe. And if you enter into that yourself as a performer, then naturally the children will respond to it, and the adults, hopefully.
Yes. May I ask, with this particular fundraiser, back to Love Letters,
yes.
What are we raising funds for?
For the cathedral linen, like the altar cloths and mm-hmm. the purificators, and because they are starting to disintegrate, so to speak. They aren't in holes, but they are getting very thin because it's very fine linen, and it's just
what a beautiful thing.
Refurbishing, yes.
Ah.
Now, when is it on and where is it on is the important information that people would want to know.
It's on the Friday, the 20th of November at 7:30. It's in the Chapter House and you enter from Flinders Lane. I think it's 200 and... Is it 100 or
197.
197, that's right. Mm-hmm. The other is 209 of the cathedral. Yes.
And if anyone's ever been into Chapter House, I'll see what a beautiful room it is.
It is, and it was redone some years ago.
And it's usually one of those places that they open on the open day in the city.
Yes.
When they open up all those beautiful, beautiful buildings.
Yes.
Chapter House is usually one of them.
And they have wedding receptions in there as well.
Lovely place for a banquet.
Absolutely.
I would imagine like a lot of church buildings, you probably haven't had a chance to perform in there, but I would imagine the acoustics would be fabulous.
They are. We earlier this year we did only about four of the books of Milton's Paradise Lost, and we performed it under the tower, which is right in the middle of the sanctuary. We did have microphones and they were seated close to us, but it is quite wonderful. And I was playing Satan.
Can I just say she had a very wicked large smile on her face. Also, inquiries regarding Love Letters and this very delightful and obviously important fundraiser on the 20th of November at Chapter House, you can contact Reverend James Brady at St Paul's on 96534304. Now, we often don't give out phone numbers, but this is important.
And also the price, as I said before, it's not as expensive as Elizabeth Taylor. It's $25.
That's right. And you don't say the price, you say contribution, which
well,
I think
that's
lovely.
What it is. That's what it is.
Yes.
Have you performed this before, Love Letters before?
No, I haven't. I'm playing Melissa Gardner, and she is described as being rich, spoilt, has a private nurse, goes to private schools from which she's continually expelled. She eventually becomes a very well-known artist. She gets divorced after a short period of time, becomes an alcoholic, and at times suicidal. But it's very funny.
And this is all comes out in the letters,
yes.
Obviously.
Yes, and Malcolm's character, he's described as being fairly sturdy and square and studious and works well at school and goes to Yale and goes into the Navy for a period, becomes a lawyer and then a U.S. senator.
Fantastic.
And his character is Andrew Makepeace Ladd III.
Well, it's a wonderful play. I have never seen it, actually, but I know that many people have.
It's beautiful.
And it's great that it's having... a night, a performance evening anyway, here in Melbourne. But for all those many, many fans out there, Patsy, and there are many, many fans of yourself and the other cast members, how else will they know what you're up to? If they want to know where Patsy King is or what she's doing, how are they going to find out?
I don't really know.
You're keeping it a big secret.
Yes, I appear occasionally.
Well, it's lovely to have you back. Not that you went away anywhere, but it's lovely to have an opportunity to see you perform something on stage.
Thank you very much. I'm going to enjoy it.
And thanks so much for coming in and sharing that with us this afternoon. And hopefully we'll have an opportunity to chat with you again sometime.
I hope you'll be able to see the play.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help keep Joy on air. head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.